Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of light. Angels lifting praise before you, sing throughout this holy night. In a manger lies a baby, child of Mary, Son of God. Voices joined in joyful call, for your gift of love. You may be seated, but we're going to light the candle of joy. I say we because there's a part for us to do. After a little phrase, I'll cue you, and we'll say, with joy we watch for signs of God's coming. But first, from Isaiah.
Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously.
Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Surely God is our salvation. We will trust and will not be afraid.
With joy we watch for signs of God's coming.
God is our strength and our might. With joy we will draw water from the wells of salvation.
With joy we watch for signs of God's coming.
Give thanks to God, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations.
With joy, we watch for signs of God's coming.
Shout aloud and sing for joy, for great in our midst is the Holy One.
With joy, we watch for signs of God's coming.
We light again the first two candles of Advent. The candles of hope and the candle of peace. And as we light the third candle, the candle of joy, we join the heavens and the earth in praising God's holy name. With joyous expectations, we watch for signs of God's coming. Amen.
Light one candle for joy, one bright candle for joy. God brings joy to every heart. He comes, he comes. Joy especially comes in times of peace. And I haven't sung this one for a while, so let's sing Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our Father. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin.
Continue to expand that peace, so to speak, as we rise past God's peace with one another. Amen.
Peace be with you.
And you. Safe trip over, pretty much, or safe trip? Yeah. Meaningful moments when we gather together and sing about peace, and light the candle of joy, all these kinds of rituals we have. The news, what's happening. You don't get this kind of thing on the news too much. More shooting, right? Get so tired of that. So sad. We still think, or some think, that shooting someone is going to help things. Other joys, I mean, other concerns or joys you'd like to share. Yes. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Service, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I think there's treats. Perfect. So as we are enjoying treats, we might have just a little bit of conversation about the church. What we'd like to see increased as activities, maybe, or just little freewheeling things of kind of getting it started.
Okay. That's it. Treats downstairs. Powwow with no dancing, no. Okay, all right.
I'm not accused of that.
All right. You could all hear that, right? Treats downstairs afterwards. And discussion. A discussion will be held.
Maybe, hopefully, yeah.
Other concerns or joys? Oh, I guess I could. Yes? Oh, I thought you were about to raise your hand.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't do that at all.
I saw that go
awesome.
Up. No, I've had some already, though. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead then. Singing about joy to the world. And then right after that, good Christian men, women, folk, rejoice. Both in our hymnals. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, mountain hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, resound, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground, while fields and floods rock near. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, God rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Good Christian folk, rejoice with heart and hell and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christian folk, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we hear of endless bliss, joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christian folk, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ is born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. A prayer inviting us to pray is an invocation. Let's pray that together. It's printed in our bulletins. Hear us as we say, Mighty One, we rejoice that you strengthen our weak hands and make firm our feeble knees. You open our eyes and unstop our ears. You meet our hungers with good things. You disturb our false pride with helping us discover our true strength. You topple us from our pretensions while lifting up the lowly to claim the inner power you alone can provide. We have assembled to worship you. Awaken the gladness that comes when we recognize your presence. We long to know you in this hour, so be it. Our gospel reading is, of course, from Luke, and you probably recognize this, a very famous song.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his children Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and to his descendants forever."
Thank you, James. A song, maybe the song, to change the world. A song, maybe the song, to turn the world upside down and downside up, called the Magnificat. Mary's song harkens way back to another one, a woman who rejoiced greatly because she finally had gotten with child, pregnant, Hannah. And sometimes this is called Hannah's prayer song. 1 Samuel, second verse. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in my victory. There's no holy one like the Lord, no one beside you. There's no rock like our God. Talk no more so proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry are fat with spoil. This barren has borne seven, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord makes poor and makes rich, brings the low, but he also exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor." Hannah's prayer song, as she realized she's finally, after all these years, going to have a baby. Did anyone happen to, we stumbled upon it, Glennis and I think it was Thursday night. Kevin Costner did a two-hour program on Channel 5, that's on the Nuvera network. I forget what the letters are for Channel 5. Did anyone catch that? basically the story of Jesus' birth, focusing on the short time before that. And a lot said about Herod, as I remember. You know, I knew Herod was a bad guy, but I didn't realize he was really so bad that he wanted to kill his own son, because he was afraid his son would take over his power. And that's just the beginning of the killing that he ordered. Kevin Costner narrated it, and we enjoyed watching that. And I remember the one line from that in reference to what God has done through Mary and how the upside is going down and the downside's coming up. There was a missionary to India, especially in the mid-20th century, by the name of E. Stanley Jones. And he called this Magnificat song the most revolutionary document ever written. And he mentions Barclay seems to say, that there's three dimensions to this revolution: moral, social, and economic. First of all, the moral dimension, that God scatters the proud in our hearts, the death of pride, and how we need to walk beside one who walks with us, the humble one, the human one, the Son of God. Some of you know that we go to Silver Sneakers, or I like to call it Dancercise. Music plays, and we basically dance with our aerobic movements. But there's a woman that's almost always there. Her name's Colleen. And she was especially excited when this day was bike day, and we were on our stationary bikes. And she starts telling us a story of how her purse got snatched at a coffee shop in the cities. She was sitting there, and her purse was right beside her like this, and this guy came by, picked up her purse, starts walking or jogging or running away almost, and she starts screaming, "That guy took my purse! Stop!" And somebody else tells her, "Don't be so loud, you know, he could have a gun, you know." But she gets up, she takes after him, yelling, "Bring back my purse!" And it made such a commotion that the guy that took her purse was seen leaving the place and getting in a certain car, and the police were called. And a few minutes later, that certain car was stopped on Highway 169 in the cities. And short before where the police had stopped this car, her purse was in the ditch. And then later they found out her cell phone had been squashed. And of course, all her cards were thrown away. None of them were used. But it has a good ending to it. Now, what does this have to do with scattering the proud in their hearts? To me, it was a very humble thing for her to do, to have the courage. Humility went along with her courage and her passion that things be made right. Don't let this guy get a hold of it, get away with this. and my, and I think many other, our hope is always, can the victim of a crime meet personally the one who committed the crime? And of course, many times it's not possible because one or the other, sometimes both, got shot and killed. But like in the case of Charlie Kirk, his wife now is taking on what he had started, and this idea of people talking to each other, conversing, rather than declaring one good or one evil and leading to violence. Scatter the proud in our hearts, that we can lay aside how much we know or how great we think we are and how we've got the answer and nobody else does. It's a predicament we're all in. And I've said this before, but it's probably my favorite joke. The two friends are talking. One friend says to the other, "You know, Joe, you know, the whole world is just a little bit off except you and me, right?" "Yeah," Joe says. But then the first guy says, "They're all off, a little off except you and me, and sometimes I don't know about you." It's a predicament. That's a predicament of sin that we're in. And we've got to walk with Jesus side by side, laying all our badges, awards, talents, gifts, pride, and walk with each other. And go after justice like Colleen did. Second revolution is what's sometimes called a social revolution, in the sense that it has to do with society. Politics, policy making has things to do with society, how we socialize, how we get along, what we do, the laws we make, the laws we enforce, the laws we don't have to make because things are going all right. Hence the line in this song that's you have there, "The tyrants tumble from their thrones and vanish like a cloud." Sometimes, whether we have free elections or not, there's still always problems when you get at the top. And you think because you're at the top, you can have everything your way. You got this insert, right? "My heart sings out with joyful praise to God who raises me. The arm of God is strong and just to scatter all the proud. Tyrants tumble from their thrones and vanish like a cloud." And last of all, the third revolution is the fulfillment, the economic revolution, the fulfillment of what everyone should have in the world. There's enough food to eat, good food, clean water, clean air, healthcare, friendship, fidelity. "The hungry all are satisfied, and the rich are sent away. The poor on earth who suffer long will welcome God's new day." We're going to sing this song in just a minute here, but it makes sense, all these revolutions. Sometimes we lose, we'll get lost. Something happened in our house Friday night. We were sitting watching the news, And I took off my wedding ring, and as I sometimes do, and excised my fingers, I laid it aside. Of course, I sat it, and it slipped down beside me into the chair that reclines beside me. It's all leather, and it's got places on either side where things can slip in, you know, those kind of chairs. And I said, trying to get it out, and I thought I felt something in there, but you know how that goes, you knock it further down. And then finally I said, after about 10 minutes, I said, Glennis, I think I lost the wedding ring. It's in here somewhere. And your hand's smaller. Of course, she can get in there. She couldn't find it either. I said, well, let's turn the chair over and try it this way. And we both got out our flashlights, tried in this crevice. Ever happened to you? You lose things that way. And then I turned it this way and that way. We spent almost a whole half hour, both of us, trying to find that wedding ring. And finally he said, well, you know, it's not an expensive ring or anything. In fact, I lost one before, and this is one that she bought because didn't want to buy another expensive one. I can't blame her. He said, well, we'll just have to get another one and go around the store tomorrow, or the jewelry store. And about then I walked into the kitchen, and I picked up, in fact, it was this shirt I had been wearing. I said, I was going to put it over a chair. So I picked it up, and I heard something. Did you hear it? And I knew exactly what that was. It hit a hardwood floor. The wedding ring. There it was. I heard it. I said, how can I turn that into some kind of an illustration? Sometimes you can see things. You can lose books, wallets, purses, cell phones. Where is it? Right here, okay. And there's the joy when you discover them. But to discover something by sound, the sound of this ring hitting the floor. I said, yeah, it's kind of like that with God, too. Sounds mean a lot to me. We sing this morning, lifts my spirit, reminds me of this. So we're going to sing this song again, for the first time. And it's not just me on the guitar here. Diane's going to play too. We've done this before, haven't we, Diane? And so have you. But basically, this is Mary's song, the Magnificat, which is based on Hannah's song about... Well, it's about what I've been talking to, and Mary, and... Oh, by the way, this song, the words are written by Ruth Duck. Okay, who's Ruth Duck? She just recently died a couple months ago. She was born in 1947, but she was on the faculty at the Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary in Evanston, Illinois, where she served as a professor of worship and dean of the chapel. And she did a lot of writing of litanies. And in fact, over the years, the litany, you know, that's the prayer of invocation, the offertory prayer, the call of confession, all these kinds of things, she wrote for the different seasons and the different scripture lessons from every Sunday. And I've 20 years, I've used these. And they still speak to me. I hope they do to you too. it's good to take these things home and read through them again as a guide. But even better that is when someone writes a song like this and puts it to the words from Luke 1, 46 through 55. Here we go. My heart sings out with joyful praise to God who raises me, who came to me when I was low and changed my destiny. The Holy One, the living God, is always full of grace to those who seek their Maker's will in every time and place. To those who seek their Maker's will in every time and place. I'm speeding up, aren't I, Diane? I'll try and hold her down here. Stanza 2, 1, 2, 3. The arm of God is strong and just to scatter all the proud. The tyrants tumble from their thrones and vanish like a cloud. The hungry all are satisfied, the rich are sent away. The poor on earth who suffer long will welcome God's new day. The poor on earth who suffer long will welcome God's new day. The promise made in ages past at last has come to be. For God has come in power to save, to set all people free. Remembering those who wait to see salvation's dawning day. The Savior comes to all who weep to wipe their tears away. The Savior comes to all who weep to wipe their tears away. Whew. I love that song. Old Swedish melody, Marias Love Sang. And we didn't do this last week, and nobody called me on it, said, we forgot to put it in the bulletin, and then I forgot to do it. So we're going to do the Apostles' Creed today, and then next Sunday we'll do the UCC Statement of Faith from 59, and the Sunday after that, the UCC Statement of Faith from 81. But first of all, the Apostles' Creed, when they were trying to clarify who Jesus really was, and this tells it. Let's say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O God, we thank you that we can pray together. You know the desires of our heart. Now, I try and put some words to it, but it seems so feeble until we realize that you really pray through us, through your Holy Spirit. And the best prayer of all is the one that we can hear. Hear you speak to our hearts, to humble ourselves, to put aside harmful pride, not the joy that we discover as we create, not that kind of pride, but the kind that says, ha, ha, I made it and you didn't. Oh God, it just breaks my heart that all the shootings, just why? people largely acting alone, maybe with a friend or two, I don't know, or if that friendship, but help us, we pray, to talk it out, to share thoughts and feelings, to notice that one who maybe stands off alone and is into something weird on the Facebook or the Spacebook or whatever it is. It's made it so easy for conspiracy theories to spin and lead us away from the truth of being one in Christ. We think of things we don't understand that have happened. Think of the life of this church with losing Taylor at a young age, Dan, and Weston, and this smaller community who has emerged to help one another and to walk side by side. Let's pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us as we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You want to sing that song again? I heard somebody laugh. Okay. We're going to sing it again, Diane. Is that all right? Can we go a little faster this time? Try and maintain the usual. One, two, sing. My heart sings out with joyful praise to God who raises me, who came to me when I was low and changed my destiny. The Holy One, the living God, is always full of grace, who those who seek their Maker's will in every time and place. To those who seek their Maker's will in every time or place. The arm of God is strong and just to scatter all the proud. The tyrants tumble from their thrones and vanish like a cloud. The hungry now are satisfied, the rich are sent away. The poor on earth who suffer long will welcome God's new day. Yes, the poor of earth will suffer long who welcome God's new day. The promise made in ages past at last has come to be, where God has come in power to save and set all people free. Remembering those who wait to see salvation's dawning day, our Savior comes to all who weep to wipe their tears away. Our Savior comes to all who wipe their tears away. Let's stand as we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Offertory prayer is printed there, so hear us as we say together, Majestic God, thank you for inviting us to share the blessings you pour out on us. We want to extend the healing ministry of Jesus, who gave sight to those who were blind and new insight to some who only pretended to see. Use our resources to heal attitudes as well as bodies, to bring wholeness, not just cures. Help us to address the inequities of the earth that leave so many without food or shelter or hope. Lead us into your realm in the midst of our daily living. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Angels, we have heard on high. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous songs prolong? Hey, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See what made the manger did, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your age with and sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Remember Orvie and Doris, of course. He's still at Abbott and trying to decide where he can go next. Some kind of a nursing facility where he can receive the care he needs. But in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.